from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. Thank you for hitting us with a little DL. Download.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know what that was there for a second. Hey, if you listened to our previous episode, I had to duck away pretty quickly in this podcast intro.
Oh, yeah, you had your trivia night.
Yeah, guess what?
What?
I've done two trivia nights at this location at the Chancellor Tav.
Yep.
Once a year ago when we had a mate staying with us from New Zealand, and once yesterday. Both times come first.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dad and I undefeated.
Well done.
Woo! Take that.
Was there any
oldies.
Questions?
It was us and then just a whole bunch of oldies.
You know how when you go to a trivia night and there's like one question that you're sure about the answer and the rest of the team's kind of like, oh, all right, if you say so.
Yep.
And then when they're reading out the answers, you're just waiting for that one question to see if you're right. Was there any of those moments?
There was one of those. So they started playing Viva La Vida by Coldplay and they said, what's the next lyric?
Oh,
so they play you almost a whole verse and then stop. What's the next lyric? And they gave you four options.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, it's D. It's going to start the next verse. And that's how the next verse starts. Lock that in.
Yeah.
And they went, okay, we'll trust you. And then as the timer went down, I went, oh, I think it might be C, but I don't know. And I started to like overthink it.
Yeah.
Changed it to C.
Yeah.
It was wrong. My first guess was right.
Oh,
and I second-guessed myself.
Never second-guess yourself at a quiz night.
Also, they've brought me along as a radio host.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to get these music questions.
To be fair, the lyrics in that song are difficult.
I used to rule
the
world.
Treason isn't a bell ringing.
Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield.
I would know.
A missionary in a foreign field. For some reason, I can't explain.
What was the lyric that you got wrong?
It was in the verses. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the verses. I can do the chorus.
Yeah.
I can do the chorus.
Hey, today's podcast, bit of fun. Oh, actually, you brought something to the table, Taz, a video you'd seen of a Mexican fight in the street.
Some of the best CCTV footage ever, but of course one problem with CCTV is it's silent, not great for a radio show, so we've had to make it up.
Yeah, it's good gear, as our boss would say, so enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, a handful of times a year, Ellie will actually disappear and a very attractive person will come back in, and her name is E Chain.
Yeah,
she is
She's hot as,
Well, it's a bit weird coming from you, but that's all right.
What? I don't know her.
She's an internationally renowned
Never
rapper.
Been in the same room as her.
Called Ashley. That's weird. Well, that is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ever talk to her on the phone? No.
Nah.
Okay. Well, her name's E Chain. She puts raps together for the budget, International Women's Day. Normally, they're great, well received. They go viral online.
Mm.
Have we got anything to play from E-Chain?
Yeah, she did one last week for the federal budget.
Let's talk Skrilla, baby. Cost of lives has been a killer, baby. Stop inflation, tell me I'll get rebates. Got a surplus.
You get the vibe?
Yeah, she's all right. I mean, she used the word inflation. We'll just ignore that.
It's a real word.
There's a new player in the rap game.
Mm-hmm.
E-Chain. Or
what, someone coming to take E-Chain's place.
Yep, definitely. They're only 8 years old. As well. There's some kids over in Ireland and they go to school at the Cabin Studio in Cork and also Lys Davana School. They've teamed up to make a belter of a song for a national day of celebrating youth creativity in Ireland.
Okay.
Now, they've created a rap song so good in 5 days. It came out 5 days ago. It's already had over 200,000 views online and it's charting in Ireland.
Okay. E-Chain's federal budget rap got about 1,800 views, so pretty similar stats.
Have a listen to, it's by the Cabin Crew. These are all 8 to 12-year-olds in Ireland, and it's called The Spark. Have a listen. It's a banger.
Starts strong.
It's charting in Ireland.
Oh, I'm already feeling
Step aside, E-Chain. They start to rap in a second.
Stop it. That's not them rapping?
Not yet.
Okay. Got something that E-Chain doesn't. They've got two things,
talent.
In fact. Okay. No, they've got the fact that they're cute little 8-year-olds on their side.
Yep.
And they've got the fact that they've got Irish accents. No accent is better than the Irish.
No doubt it.
Should I do my next rap in an Irish accent?
Please. We need to go viral over in Ireland. But
No, don't. My name's Ed Sheeran, and I love to rap. And everybody, just swing a cat.
Under the Pump Kids next, everybody.
That didn't do it for you.
No.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
My boys, the Hilltop Hoods.
Have you learned their names yet?
Hilltop and Hood.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
We are Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM.
Are they like the like Kendall Jenner and stuff? Like everybody starts with the same letter, K.
Yeah.
So they're H, Hilltop and Hood.
Absolutely. And they've got a new series coming out, Hanging Out with the Hoods.
Yeah, good.
Instead of keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh, she's quick, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, Monday, Dad and I were driving down to Brizzy. And we saw this weird thing on the side of the highway. We almost had to swerve around it because it took up a little bit of the lane. It obviously freshly fallen off the back of a ute or a truck.
Mm.
It was a kennel, a dog kennel.
Oh.
Just a complete one. And we were looking around for the dog.
Was
I don't
it
know
right
why.
Side up? Like, could the dog have just
It was on its side.
And...
It was on its side, the dog kennel, but it's obviously fallen off something. It was just on the side of the road.
How do you not notice that you lose a dog kennel off
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how long it had been there for or how long it lasted there, but it was on Monday that I saw it. So it led me to ask the question, what's the weirdest thing you've seen on the side of the road? Sunny Coast, 545-11919. We want to know what it is and we want to put you in the draw for some amazing prizes this afternoon too.
Indeed, we've got a double pass to see the Lightning this weekend. They're taking on the Firebirds at home, UniSC Arena. It's going to be a cracking game.
You're coming back
it's the
from
Q Clash. Yeah. They are, exactly. So let's make it 2 from 2.
Yep.
If you want to head along, give us a call. For so long, for months, towards the end of last year, driving around Maroochydore, there was trolleys on top of traffic lights. Like, so high up. Like, think how high a traffic light is.
Yeah.
And these trolleys are just upside down on top of them.
Or the traffic cones that get thrown all the way up there.
How did people get the trolley
how
up
much,
there?
How much time do people have?
Right.
That's not a first throw.
No. And that trolleys are heavy.
Yeah.
Like, think of the trolleys in Woolies trying to pick one of them up. I don't think I could do it.
No, are they climbing the pole with them? I don't know.
That is Miles Smith with Stargazing on 91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Tazla, or just Taz, as his parents call him.
And she's also called Gags Chaney. Don't know why.
Not... Sling gags at the public.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You keep those gags to your... Hey.
Man, I pull the pin on a gag grenade and I throw it at people.
Whoa.
And they go, ha, 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 ha.
I have to jump on it, otherwise it'll do some serious damage.
We're done with the gag grenade stuff?
Yeah, we can continue.
All right,
we can
play
on.
Yeah. We're talking about what you've seen on the side of the road. The weirder, the more wonderful.
Yeah, we heard from Ellie before, and she was driving behind a truck that lost a water tank off the back.
Yeah, not
ideal. It was bouncing down the road.
I once saw someone, I think I've told this story before, shielding the sun from their eyes, right?
Yes.
They were using a $100 note to do so.
Ooh.
Saw that.
Must
while
be a
I was
relative
in my car,
of yours,
the side
I
of
think.
The road. No, it absolutely was not. look, someone's calling through right now. Hello, you're live on the radio. Who's this?
Hi, Lara.
Say that again.
My name's Lara.
Hello, Lara. Have you seen something weird on the side of the road?
Very weird. We went to Brisbane to the Pool and Spa Expo at the weekend, driving back towards Noosa, going through Nambour, and we saw a rather large naked man on the side of the road.
Live radio, everybody.
What was the rather large naked man doing?
He was having a conversation with a police officer, so...
Yeah.
AKA getting arrested.
Was the police officer clothed? I'm guessing he was.
Yes, but he had to give his jacket to the man, so I'm assuming he didn't want it back afterwards.
So good, Lara.
I just love Lara. Like, you sound so... The way you told that story was just so, like, sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
A rather large man. He was not wearing any clothes.
Very British. Yeah, there was a large naked man on the road.
Oh, that is a great story. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we can beat that.
No.
But we'll keep going with the phones. Belinda from Warana, what have you seen that's a bit weird on the side of the road?
Well, it's not really PG, but
you can use the word pineapple if you need to replace any other not fit for radio words.
Yeah, we were driving back from camping up at Gympie, and we had to pull over because one of the straps from our roof rack was coming undone. And so my son got out of the car, and he was standing by the side of the road there, and he came back to the car and grabbed an ice cream wrapper, and then he went back to the side of the ditch there, and he holds up this thing, and he's like, "Hey, Mom, did you drop something? It was a female pleasure toy."
Oh, goodness gracious! Pineapples.
Oh, yeah, pineapples. Also, if he sees it and then goes, "Mom, is this yours?"
That's actually the most mortifying part of this story. Yeah. Now I think about it.
Right.
Oh my! There was a time, like maybe 18 months ago, where the Sunshine Coast community boards kept popping off with items like that.
Yes.
Being found around the coast. So it's a thing. I don't know if people are doing it as a gag or...
It's an expensive gag.
On the side of the motorway, so... Oh, God.
What did you say to your son in that moment?
I was just like, I don't know. I think I was a bit in shock at first, and then I was like, super ridiculous. Throw it away. It's disgusting.
You know what? You should have turned it on him and been like, "Yes, son, it is actually. Thank you. Can I have it back and see what he did?"
Well, his mate was with us too, so might have been a bit embarrassing for him.
Hey, Belinda, you've won the double pass. Sunshine Coast Lightning are taking on the Firebirds this weekend. You can become a member today, sunshinecoastlightning.com.au.
Yeah, we'll have more of those giveaway on the show tomorrow.
Pineapple.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9 CFM.
So there's been a fiery exchange over in Mexico, caught on CCTV. Ellie, have a listen to the two sides of this fight, okay? It's a 5v1.
Okay.
This fight.
Going head to head.
The five... It's five mariachi band members.
Oh!
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So these guys are with, they've got the hats on, they've got the white suits. They look very dapper.
Very dapper.
Most of them have guitars that they are using as weapons.
Good weaponry.
They're taking on one guy.
Yeah.
He is a fire breather. Now, this is crazy. The CCTV has no sound, so I'm going to try and narrate it for you, but it's apparently believed that the battle was over the right to perform and busk on a certain corner, a certain sought-after location.
Oh, that's fair.
Apparently, competition for tips in Mexico is so fierce, performers often stake out and defend lucrative street corners. How cool.
Well, imagine that being your life. Like, what a life.
What time are you going to get there? Probably 2 a.m.
Oh, and then how do you bag your spot? You put your little hat down?
You have to fight people if they come near you. So it's five mariachi band members with guitars.
Yep.
And they are taking on one fire breather. Sunny Coast, 545-11919 for a shot at our caller of the day prizing. Who wins? Because I have a play-by-play. I've watched the whole CCTV. I've got a play-by-play to share with you in a couple of minutes' time. Get your tips in. Who wins? One fire breather or five mariachi band members?
I'm going the mariachis. I think for pure numbers and the fact they've got, you know, an abundance of weapons, but in...
Fire breather has fire on his side,
Ellie. Fire breather does have fire. What
burns? Guitars. Guitars will burn under the fire. Laura from Noosa, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Laura. We are placing bets today. Who is your money on to win this fiery dispute?
Oh, we are going the fire breather.
The fire breather. All
Laura
right, this is you
fire.
And your son, Max. What's your reasoning behind it, team?
I'm going for the mariachi band because if the fire breather breathes on one person, all the other four people can go attack the fire breather.
This could be the best radio we've ever done. I love it so much. Max, I actually really like your thinking. 5v1, come on.
It's a numbers game.
How good's fire going to be, right?
Surely.
Okay, let's go down the line to Maroochydore. We've got Darren on the line. G'day, mate. G'day, Darren.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. Hey, who do you think's going to win this? One fire breather or five mariachi band members?
I reckon the mariachi band members, because there's a reason why they're probably in the mariachi band.
What's the reason? That they can play instruments well?
Oh, I I think they're all happy and joyful on the outside, but I think that there's some... I think they've got the fiery side on them.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Might be something behind the eyes for the mariachi guys.
Mick, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this one. Yeah. Who wins, the flamethrower or the mariachi band?
Look, I'm going to be that guy that bucks the trend here. I'm going to say neither team win. I reckon there's more to this story that Taz isn't letting on, and I think somebody else wins.
What do like I a have polar for, bear just steamrolls through.
What do I get for keeping information from you, Mick? What do
nothing.
I get?
I don't know. I've just got this hunch the way that you're describing it that someone's going to come in at the end and just swoop them all.
Ah, yes, the juggler.
Yeah.
No one's mentioned the juggler. The battle of the buskers. I love it, Mick. Okay, Mick's going anything other than one of the teams winning. So a draw.
A D, none of the above type situation.
Both lose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, love it, Mick.
Okay, thank you, Mick. Penny in Palmview, have you got a theory? Who wins the battle between the mariachi band and the flamethrower?
I do. I'm going to go with the flamethrower because anybody that can just wake up one day and decide that it's a good idea to stick fire down their throat must be staunch.
Must be staunch. Look, that's
definitely,
a great point.
Definitely. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. So I definitely reckon that he's a bit of a weapon and he takes them on and he wins.
True. I mean, it's a good point. We've had a few for mariachi band. That has been in the lead. Penny's been the only one who said the flamethrower,
No, Laura also said fire breather at the start,
too.
Oh,
true,
Her son, Max, did say that, however, fire can take one band member out, but then the other four can attack.
Are you ready to divulge
to
the people of the sunny coast?
Do you want me to do it? All right, here it is. So it's the play-by-play of the CCTV. This is so good. All right. The security camera footage. It starts off with the fire breather running away from one mariachi band member.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, it's just a one-on-one. Then the rest of the band come out. You realize it's 5v1.
Okay.
Fire breather then gets put in a headlock.
No.
By one of the mariachi band members. Punches are thrown. Multiple punches are thrown from the mariachi band member to the fire breather. Fire breather's got nothing. No fire, no nothing.
It's 5-on-1.
I didn't know whether he'd brought his equipment with him at this point.
No.
He may have left it back on the... Who knows?
He had no flames to throw.
No flames to throw. He is then on the ground. The band members are really beating this guy.
They've got their guitars.
They're hitting him with guitars. There's no hope for fire breather. However, all of a sudden, he comes back, plays some Alicia Keys.
Oh!
The tables are turned as the man starts throwing fire at the musicians. The mariachis are mostly dressed in traditional white suits and black trousers. However, their guitars are now on fire and so are their suits. They are running away, all of them on fire. They quickly have to take off their burning clothes. One is even seen rolling on the ground in the background to extinguish the flames. None of the band members return to the fight.
Wow.
The fire breather comes through at the end.
Toasted mariachis.
Rises from the ashes like a phoenix.
Wow. What a picture you just painted, Tazzy. Penny, how do you feel? You were right.
Oh, I think that's absolutely hilarious, except now I'm imagining them naked and half on fire. So
not a problem,
that's
Penny.
That's what we aim to do here at this radio show.
I'll make it up to you, all right? A double pass to the Noosa Eat and Drink, 30th of May to the 2nd of June, noosaeatanddrink.com.au. That's yours, Penny.
Yay! Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
I want to know if I'm alone or not in something I'm suffering from at the moment.
Yeah.
I've discovered a body part that just keeps popping its head up from time to time.
Right.
You know, like every maybe 6 months, this body part just appears.
Did you have like a pimple or something?
Did have a skin tag, correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Thanks for remembering my skin tag. I reckon there's a new one actually forming under my arm.
Has that reared its head?
Well, it's starting to, but that's not what I'm referring to today.
Yeah. You're a bit of a freak, aren't you? It's some weird stuff going on with you.
My body is a wonderland, Tazzy.
That's right.
John Mayer wrote it about me.
It's Fright Nights at Movie World.
The Greatest Showman are looking for a new act. I'll step right up. I have this hair, and I've spoken about it on air before. It protrudes from my forehead, and I'm not talking...
What?
the scalp part of the forehead. I'm talking.
I haven't seen it.
Like above the eyebrow.
Right.
Can you see that?
Oh, Sunny Coast.
Can you see it?
She's a unicorn.
It's literally like a unicorn horn. It's kind of almost in the middle of my forehead.
It looks like an invisible hair from here, though. It's very blonde.
It is an invisible hair. And the thing
You're
is,
so
Taz,
lucky it's not dark brown.
But it just pops up with no warning. Like, you'd think you'd feel it growing, right? You'd feel it get a little bit longer than the normal hairs on your head.
Or you'd see it, maybe.
But
yeah.
It just appears, and it's already long.
Is it in your eyebrow or just above?
No, it's above my eyebrow. So, like, if I pull it out like that,
oh,
you can see.
That's... Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it's been happening for years, so much so that back during COVID, I made a makeup tutorial on how to put mascara on your forehead hair. But I get such a thrill. And then when it comes,
yes.
I just play with it constantly until it falls out.
Oh, you don't pluck?
No, I don't. No, because it's so fun to play with it. You'll notice me over the next few days sitting during the show.
I guess I sit with you hours a day and I haven't noticed it.
So yeah, because I only rediscovered it today.
Yeah.
It's just popped up because it must grow under my skin and then just pop out.
So you don't shave it?
No.
No.
It'll come out because I'll play with it and it will fall out. It'll fall out within days. And I also need to get my eyebrows done, so it'll come out then. But I love it.
Okay, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Let's go back to reality for a second. Forget about the unicorn Ellie Chaney. Where's your rogue hair?
Surely I'm not alone. And particularly women, like I do want to hear from men as well. If you've got rogue hairs, by all means, call through. But like,
actually,
are you a chick and you just have a rogue hair like me, or am I the only one?
No, I think I got a couple.
You've got some?
I've got one. It's not there at the moment because I can't feel it. It's on the side of my neck, about halfway down, randomly.
Mm-hmm.
I can't grow facial hair to save myself. So this is, it's an extremity. But it's on my right side. It's close to my shoulder. And all of a sudden I'll see it in the mirror and I'll go, oh, my gosh, people will have been staring at that for weeks.
Does it just pop up randomly?
Yes.
And you've not noticed?
And it's massive.
Exactly. There's something to I'm going to Google in the ads where they come from. But if you've got a rogue hair.
Yes.
We want to hear your stories. Timmy actually works with us. He's called through. Hi, Timmy. Have you got a rogue hair? Tell us about it.
I have a rogue eyelash that is, you know, like it's not the same colour as the rest of my hair. It's white. And it grows three times as fast as the rest of my eyelash. And if I don't pay attention to it, it gets to be like about 5 centimetres long. At one point, my sister, she goes to me, Tim, what's that on your, you know, you've got one of your hairs dangling down over your, you know, from the, you know, the top of your head. She's dangling down over your face. And then we realised, it's actually one of my eyelashes about 4 centimetres long.
Is it on the bottom of your eyelashes, which I feel would be all right.
Yeah.
But if it's on the top, it'd be moving all the time with your blinking.
It's on the top.
Oh,
the so top. You're like Snuffleupagus, the elephant.
I literally pick it out every like couple of weeks. I pick it out. Otherwise, everyone would look at me and go, Tim, you really need to, you know, trim, mate. What's going on?
Every time he blinks, there is a little bit of a fan of wind that just comes your way.
How
just
beautiful. I'm just getting up a picture of Snuffleupagus, the elephant. Tazzy, is that or is that not
beautiful,
Tim?
I love
He's
it, Timmy.
He's got a family photo, right?
Have you got the hair at the moment, or where does the hair stand currently?
Nah, man. Nah, you've never seen it because I'm so aware of it and paranoid, truthfully. I literally pick it out every week or 2 weeks.
You should give it a little trim, Timmy. I can just, you know, scissor it down.
Love you both, but hell no.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.